Yeah. What you want, son? I'm busy. There's another worm that they use for fishing that's not near as large as this big old earthworm. They call them wigglers.
Wigglers.
He don't, he just a wiggle more or less. Now this big earthworm that we were first talking about, but they just mostly crawl. But this little wiggler, whenever you get one of them out of the dirt, they live in there too.
Yeah.
He just busy a wiggler. They call them wigglers.
I wonder which are better bait.
Well, they tell me that wiggler is best because he's on the move.
Yeah, he gets the fish after him.
He's moving and he calls attention to the fish, you see.
Yeah. What do you call an insect that's here, especially in the summer, that lights up at night so that you can see its light at night?
We call it the lightning bug. I don't know what the real name of it. We call it lightning bug. You see, he goes like that, and he light up, and then it go out. And we call him lightning bug. I don't know what the real name is.
And how about an insect that has a long, thin body? Sometimes they're this long, and they have filmy wings, and they fly around lakes or ponds. They have two wings on each side. They're usually
that's what we call a mosquito.
They
call them something else, dragonfly or something like that, but we call them mosquito hawk. That's what we always call them. But I think their real name is a dragonfly, I think.
And how about an insect that builds its nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting?
That's what we call a dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
We have the peanut, and then we have a goober. That's it's on the same, about on the same style as the peanut, but it's the goober just have one kernel. And the peanuts, you know, they some of them have
two or three,
or three or four. That goober, it's got very near the same flavor as the peanut. You eat it boiled, you don't boil it.
That's what you grow. You grow peanuts.
We grow peanuts, that's right. I used to grow the one they call the goober, that was just a single kernel in it. But I haven't grown none in, it's been 25 years. I even sold one.
If a boy looks like his, or is similar to his father, then you say that the boy what his father. Or if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you say that the boy what his father. Boy.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know just the meaning of that.
Yeah, what would you say if someone said that your grandson here looked just like you, they might say that he
resembles. Well, this one here, this largest in here, that's my grandson, my baby boy. There's a lot of people who look at him and watch him, and they're telling that he resembles his grandpa.
Yeah, he does. I think he does.
A lot of people tell him that.
Do you think he does?
Well, I don't know. I guess so. And another thing that's a little bit unusual about me and him both got the same birthday.